Coach's Insight here on Care 93.7, getting you set for Week 5 of high school football. We start here with Atchison, and we're pleased to be joined now by NS Head Coach Jim Smith, and it's brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, we'll dive into the game against Schlegel last week, but 4 weeks into the regular season, 4 weeks to go, how would you assess the team halfway through?
Well, I think we're getting better every week. The up-tempo is really starting to come to these kids, and defensively, I think we're playing extremely well.
Yeah, defensively here in the last couple of weeks specifically, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But 63-14, big win against Schlegel last week. Talk about your team's performance there and what you like.
Well, again, I go back to the up-tempo that we've been trying to preach to the kids, and it's really starting to happen. Really pleased with how hard every kid's playing and every aspect of the game, the kicking game, the defense, the offense, everything just seems to be clicking for us.
Yeah, and at least in the last 2 weeks, the defense has really stood up strong. First 2 weeks of the year, you give up 44 points, but the last two games, you've given up just 14, including a shutout. What have you seen as far as strides and improvements from that side of the ball?
Well, I'd have to say the defensive line with Todd Daniels, Levante McGowan, Eric Smith, and a couple other reserves that come in off the bench just to give those kids blows. But those three and four kids that we have right there, they're just playing so well.
And then the offense just kind of continues to do what it's really been doing since, week one, 63 points. After a game where you put up 72, specifically there, what have you liked about that group?
Well, offensively, we were explosive. You got Jesse Greenley, you got Jeter Purdy, you got Trey Carter. And I tell you, a young man that I really feel has been stepping up big time is Jaden Carter. He's been able to give us a look at the running back, but also as well as the blocking back, doing extremely well.
Talk about the matchup this week. You take on KC Washington. This is a Wildcats team that's a 1-3 start to their year. Their lone win against Harmon back in week two. They've lost back-to-back games to Bonner Springs and Wamego most recently. What stands out about this Wildcats team?
Well, they have some athletes. Excuse me, and they're a scary ball club. And when I say that, I'm thinking about we've had some great battles when we thought we were a lot better. They'd always compete with us, or when they thought we were better, they'd compete with us. Just back and forth. So it's going to be a tough ball game.
Do you use much from the game last year? That was one of your closest games. You guys snuck away with a 21-20 win. Do you use much of that film, or kind of use that game at all in the prep for this one?
Well, you do it to prep because they do have the same coach, so you're going to see a lot of the same things. But they have some new kids, and, again, they always seem to fill their voids, so they'll be a tough ball club.
Finally, Coach, few keys, expectations for this game this week.
Key is, like I preach every week, take care of that football. I just can't say that enough. We've been so lucky this year that we haven't had we've only had the one fumble, and that was on a bad snap. So we just got to keep looking at it like that way and take care of business on our own.
Atchison rolling along halfway through the regular season, 4-0. They'll go to KC Washington on a Friday night for a league contest. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate you.